Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother. She loves you.
Another butter from the blade.
And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Because you're my superstar.
You're my superstar.
You are.
Superstar.
Supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it can bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Golden rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.
Good morning, everybody. It's Purpose Vision right here on Mental Note. Out with the old and in with the new. It's New Year's Eve, everybody. Are you ready for a brand new year? 2008 is knocking at the door. Are you ready? Ready or not, here it comes. Okay, it's an open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Would love to hear from you this morning. Going to be talking from talking about our news, what matters in the African-American community on this New Year's Eve from Essence Magazine, as reported in their January 2008 issue. So this is what Essence says is on our minds. African-American community as the year begins, 2008, 10 things we're talking about. And it was compiled by Cynthia Gordy. The first thing is $10.7 billion. That's the amount black women spend on apparel each year. Of the spring runway shows, more than a third use no black models, with most others employing just one or two. Second thing is Brenda's not having a baby. Teen pregnancy rates in Washington, D.C. have dropped 58% in the past decade, especially among African Americans. Health officials say it's a sign that campaigns targeting teens have actually worked. Number three, just say no. A report by the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University showed alarming rates of substance abuse at colleges, at America's colleges. It also indicated that black students are much less likely to use drugs and alcohol than whites. Four, y'all know what time it is to address the issue of rampant CP time in Ivory Coast. CP, that's color people, y'all. President Laurent Gbagbo backed a contest honoring punctual citizens. A legal advisor took a top prize, a $60,000 villa, for getting to work on time. All right, so getting places on time actually pays off. Early bird gets the worm. 5, power move. Manuela Ramin Osmundsen, a Martinique native, became Norway's first black cabinet minister when she was appointed last October. 6, every family has a black sheep. Barack Obama spokesman Bill Burton on the revelation that the Illinois senator and vice president Dick Cheney are distant cousins. Isn't that a trip? 7, birds, bees, and the N-word. It's like talking to your child about sex. It's hard, but it's important. Rapper Nas to RollingStone.com on the controversy surrounding the ill-advised publicity stunt naming his new album, Nigger. Oh, wow. It's hard, but it's important. It's like talking to your child about sex, is what Nas said. 8, he's back. Less than 7 months after getting the boot for his on-air nappy-headed host comment, Don Imus signed a new radio deal with WABC. To add further insult, he's rumored to have a black female co-host this time around. 9, lessons from Katrina. When Californians fled their homes after wildfires last fall, the crisis drew comparisons to Hurricane Katrina. But the similarities were few. This time, the government responded immediately instead of days later, and volunteers provided massage therapy and kosher meals. Okay, so I guess you got to live in California and have a wildfire to get decent treatment. And 10, a public apology. More than 50 years after Emmett Till was murdered by 2 white men in Money, Mississippi, county leaders apologized to his surviving relatives. More than 50 years, guys. A special commission also erected a marker at the site of the trial where Till's killers were acquitted. So, those are the top 10 things that we're talking about in the African-American community. This is what matters. This is our news. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm your host, Purpose Vision. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. What are you throwing out and what are you bringing in new for the new year? Give me a call. Let me know. It's out with the old and in with the new. That number is again, 347-215-8667. Purpose Vision right here. Mental Note is what you're listening to. All of your current events, entertainment, news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Stay right where you are. I want to talk to you guys about Raz B., the young man from B2K, the allegations that his manager, ex-manager, Chris Stokes, which is also his cousin, didn't know that, alleges that he sexually abused him. Yeah, so I'll be right back to talk about that and much, much more right here on Blog Talk Radio. Stay right where you are, and I'll be right back.
You need to get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be.
Don't chase him.
But it ain't even gotta be like that. Your man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want your man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night.
Come on.
club, they gon' be like, damn, that's hot. And when they play it in the car, they gon' drop their tops like, damn, that's hot. They gon' mix it with Biggie, it was all a dream, like, damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha gon' stop to the face, don't pop, like, damn, that's hot.
Not understand why I take my time to come with alibis, trying to get me to see the fair you trying to be.
Kim, don't stress them. Yeah. Kick them all straight to the curb like Becca. Huh? Broke up with my ex, he with her for now. But little do she know, she's just a rebound. Ooh. Calling my phone, she's so out of pocket. I've been there before, oh, girl, you need to stop it. Tricking on me when he tell you he ain't got it. He don't get the pictures, the pictures in his wallet. Never ever thought I would leave him alone. But I let a dog home, now he wanna come home. But I don't trust him, though I still love him. No longer wonder, looking at his cousin, kinda buzzing. Loose off the goose, got him on a chase like cranberry juice. Baby, he's with you, he's wishing it was me. You might be where he's at, but I'm where he wanna be, baby.
Baby, baby. All right, guys, I'm back. Your host, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-215-8667. Thanks for joining me this morning. For mental note, all of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, sports, and much, much more. Before I took a break, I was telling you guys about Raz B, young man from B2K. He went on tape on YouTube, actually, claiming his former manager, Chris Stokes, who was also his cousin, molested and raped him and other boys, including his brother, starting at the age of 11 until they disbanded. The footage is from an upcoming reality show starring the members of B2K. Raz B alleges that Chris made them perform in sex orgies with his friends, managers, agents, and with each other, among some other sick stuff, okay? Chris still manages Omarion, a former member of B2K. He reported that, it was posted on YouTube, I think, on Christmas Eve, December 24th. Now, he came back December 26th, a couple days later, and recanted the story, but the details, guys, if you have an opportunity, you know, go to YouTube, hit Raz B. It's a bunch of stuff on there. You have to kind of go through it to find which is, you know, true, which is which or whatever, but so you may want to check that out. It blew my mind. I cannot wrap my mind around that. I mean, I'm still just kind of shocked right now. But I will be giving you more information about that as more information becomes available. So that's B2K's Raz B, alleged sexual abuse by Chris Stokes. All right, guys, remember to check me out each morning here, 9:30 a.m., for another dose of Mental Note. I will have a special guest for you tomorrow, so tune in to see who that is. And tomorrow's New Year, so Happy New Year's to everybody. Wishing you all prosperity, love, peace, all the good stuff, all right? And just remember, Sunday night, 6:30 p.m., all things real estate, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Purpose Vision, this show, all things real estate, 6:30 Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Call in numbers 347-215-8667. Remember, you can hit me up at myspace.com/purposevision. You can always leave comments and messages here on Blog Talk. I will respond accordingly. Thank you for listening, and until we speak again, remember, in all things, peace and love. Until tomorrow, guys. Be safe. Signing off. Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-huh. A love story. but not your ordinary love story. Not Harley, you heard? Get into this shit right here. Check this shit out, you know? Check it.
As he turned the corner,